This is Joe Burns.
And Chad P.
Hey, thanks for listening to the Rock School Podcast.
We think you'll learn something.
Now remember, if you want to hear the show with all the music in place, go to KSLU.org and stream the show live, Thursdays at 5.
And Sundays at 4.
It's a new show every week.
Now enjoy this week's Rock School Radio Show.
Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recordings.
It's time for school. Rock School. With your hosts, Dr. Joe Burns.
Leo Cottle was given to me as a gift. A guy says, you know, if you like guitarists, listen to this guy.
And Chad P.
Instrumentalist.
That's like the guy a couple of songs back that played without a middle finger.
Right.
See, I got mad respect for people like that. They made the list.
In fact,
and they didn't have to name their song after the list to get on.
Right.
Class is in.
This is Rock School, and we are finishing up the top 50 acoustic guitarists of all time, according to Gibson.com. My name is Joe Burns.
I'm Chad P.
We start with number 24. I want to get right into it because I don't want to do a whole lot of talking. We want to play as much music as possible. Number 24, Stephen Stills of
Crosby, Stills, and Nash.
And sometimes Young. Sort of, you know, A-E-I-O-U-N, sometimes
Why?
Young. yeah. Stephen Stills. Now, you're thinking we're going to play a Crosby, Stills, and Nash song.
That's not at all what I was thinking.
No. There's a great CD out there if you can get your hands on it. It's called Just Roll Tape, April 26, 1968. The date is actually in the title. Stephen Stills basically walked into a studio and said, I've got a bunch of songs here that I'm working on. Just roll the tape.
Mm-hmm.
And he just laid down these songs with his guitar. And you hear early versions of some real classic tunes, and you get to hear how good a guitarist this guy is. I mean, think Sweet Judy Blue Eyes with open D tunings and different capo sets that this guy has done. He's actually a very, very good guitarist. Here's one that I know you haven't heard unless you own this CD, and it's one you should grab a hold of. Just Roll Tape, Stephen Stills. This is called Bumblebee. Do You Need a Place to Hide? I know it sounds like a kid's song, but listen to it. It's actually pretty good. Stills, as we kick off the top 25 of Gibson.com's greatest acoustic guitarists of all time here on Rock School.
And if you got a feeling, bothering you like a bumblebee, I'll give you some room for breathing. Love you till you're fit to be tied. And can we go for a ride?
Rock School, as we talk about the Gibson top 50 acoustic guitarists of all time.
How important do you have to be to just walk into the studio and say, just hit the button?
Well,
I'm just going to go.
I did an internship, if you will, at a recording studio in Cleveland, and people used to do it a lot.
Yeah?
Yeah, if you can pay the money, you can do it. I remember watching Frank Zappa one time on David Letterman, and he had just had one of his, you know, giant orchestral pieces performed by the London Symphony Orchestra.
Uh-huh.
And Letterman looks at him and says, how do you get the London Symphony Orchestra to play your music? And Zappa says, you pay them. They're a band for hire, I guess, just like anybody else.
Awesome.
But yeah, we had people, this was in Cleveland, we had people that wrote songs for the Cleveland Indians.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they were trying to get some radio hit local thing going.
Sure.
And they would come in and they would hire two or three session musicians and they would record this song. No matter how goofy it was or what have you, if you were the engineer of this session,
mm-hmm.
you had to take it darn serious. No matter how goofy it was, this person was paying the $80 to $100 per hour that it took to rent this studio.
Yeah.
Your job was to, no matter what it was, if they were putting out the worst crud that had ever been created out of a musician's mouth, your job was to make it sound as good a crud as possible. Oh, yeah, as long as you can do it. Number 23 on the Gibson list, Martin Simpson. He's a folk guitarist in Britain and started turning professional work at 15. why couldn't that have happened to me? Why couldn't somebody have walked up to my bedroom at 15, knocked on the door? I was driving past, heard you, and I'd like you to head up my band. Why couldn't that have happened to me? Okay, number 22, the person we're going to play. Phil Keggy.
Who?
Phil Keggy. No?
No.
He is a Christian guitarist, and the story goes, he's missing, I think it's the middle finger on his right hand. Depends on who you talk to how he missed it. Apparently, he used to be into drugs and alcohol and all that and had a giant epiphany in his life.
Sure.
The story goes, and I'm not sure if it's true or not, but good story, that in the middle of a drug-induced haze, he went crazy and, you know, my guitar, I can't get it to do what it wanted. And he blamed his hand and he chopped off his finger.
Okay.
That goes the story. Whether that's true or not, I'm not sure, but that's the story that floats around.
Good story.
Phenomenal guitarist. He's one of these that plays with open tunings, and his hands are always flying off the neck, and he's blasting acoustics in the middle of harmonics and such in the middle of his runs. Brilliantly, brilliantly talented man. Here's one called Addison's Walk that I think you'll really enjoy. If you've never heard him before, this is a guy to put on your iPod. Phil Keggy, Rock School. All right, here we go. Moving along. We're going to try to get to number one. I got lots of songs here. Number 20 on the list of Gibson.com's top 50 acoustic players. Number 20, Ry Cooder.
Oh, I know him.
Yeah, he's a slide player.
Yeah, he's
Crossroads, the movie. I'll bet that's what you want to talk about.
Yeah, yeah. Right? He battled Steve Vai. Steve Vai was playing the devil, and Ry Cooder played the guitar for Ralph Macchio.
That's right, Ralph Macchio.
You ought to be able to. You ought to be. Sorry, I didn't mean to step on you.
Yeah, go
ahead. You ought to be able to beat Ralph Macchio at pretty much anything except breaking ice.
Very good. You know? Yeah. You know, I had a heck of a time finding an acoustic piece for him.
He plays the mean electric.
Yeah, he does. Oh. I had a heck of a time finding a good acoustic piece, so that's why we're not going to play him. Plus, we've played him a few times on the show.
We have.
So we're moving along here. Number 19, John Martyn. John Martyn, M-A-R-T-Y-N. If you want to hear a great John Martyn piece, think Solid Air. Look for the song Solid Air or You May Never. Now, You May Never was covered by Eric Clapton on Slow Hand in 1977. So make sure if you're looking for You May Never, make sure you get the John Martyn version of
it. Solid Air.
Solid Air.
As opposed to Liquid Air.
No, no.
Or Gassy Air.
Great song. John Martyn is number 19 on the list. Now, the one we're going to play, 18, Paul Simon.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Paul Simon uses a lot of session guys, but he himself is a fantastic player, and he's another one, not a million notes, but he understands the concept of the guitar is itself part of the song. It's not a singular instrument. It is sort of the thing behind it.
When did you convert?
Last week,
every time we came upon somebody that's not a speed player, you claim that they don't deserve to be on the list.
No, I'll tell you what.
Neil Young, a la James Taylor.
No, I fought for Neil Young last week. James Taylor, I didn't. But I fought for Neil Young this week. I got to tell you another reason why I take Paul Simon, because I want to play St. Judy's Comet. When my son when my son came, I learned St. Judy's Comet, and I actually sat next to his crib, and I played St. Judy's Comet for him while
God
he was going to sleep.
Well, God bless you for being a great dad.
Yeah, I know, but I want to play St. Judy's Comet.
I accept the fact that he's on the list, because I want to play this song.
That's right. It's my radio show. Well, it's our radio show, but darn it, I want to play it. I want to play it. Wow, that was nasty, wasn't it? There you go. Paul Simon, St. Judy's Comet, right here, Rock School.
Ooh, little sleepy boy, do you know what time it is? Well, the hour of your bedtime's long been past. And though I know you're fighting it, I can tell when you rub your eyes, you're fading.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh,
sorry.
You overzealous, sanctimonious son of a...
Deserve every bit of it. Didn't mean it. Sorry.
Didn't mean it.
Yeah, no,
oh, no,
sorry.
No, no. As my wife always tells me,
you
said it, you must mean it.
Well, yeah, it was a Freudian slip.
No, a Freudian slip.
I look good in a Freudian slip. Comes just above the knee. So if your wife says that to you all the time, you must say a lot of things that you don't mean.
We're not talking about my, no. I we're know. Not talking about that.
Oh, did I catch you? Moving along with Gibsons.com's top 50 acoustic players of all time. Boy, I agree with this one. Jimmy Page.
Number 17. Oh, yeah.
He did. You know, the thing about it is people look at Led Zeppelin as being this heavy metal group. You know, about half of their stuff is acoustic. Have you ever looked at their whole catalog? A ton of it is acoustic. It might not be half, but it's close.
Well, the thing is that the majority of the hits
are hard. Yeah, when you look at the Rain Song, you know, That's the Way.
Stairway?
Yeah, Stairway. A lot of Stairway is introductory. It might not be specifically acoustic, but it's calm and all of that. And
sure.
No quarter. A lot of it is acoustic. Now, number 16, and I'll just tell you right up front, I'm not sure this is an acoustic this guy's playing.
Who, what?
Merle Travis is his name. This might not be an acoustic. This guy is a gunslinger. When you hear this guy play, he will shock you at how good and how fast he is. This is called a Cannonball Rag. Again, it might not be an acoustic, but I've had the Cannonball Rag on my player for so long, and I have acoustic pieces by Merle Travis. But this one is one of those where you're going to hear the collective jaw of our listenership hit the floor.
What do you mean it might not be acoustic? You can't tell the difference between electric and acoustic in the song?
The way it's recorded, I'm not sure. Well, listen to it. You tell me.
Okay.
I'm not sure, but I wanted to play Cannonball Rag just because you want to show off skills? Gah. Watch this. Here it comes. Rock School.
I don't know where you're going with that.
What?
Well, to me, it's clearly an acoustic. What else could it be?
It might be an old Gretsch, a very clean
recorded old Gretsch.
It's a type of guitar with specific pickups that are meant to sound acoustic when you record them clean.
Well, I mean, it might be a sitar.
No, it might be a zither. No, shut up.
Be a 12-string guitar.
Shut up, or I'm going to start talking about this being my show again.
I'm just saying, what else could it be? To me, it sounds like an acoustic.
It might be a clean recorded electric, but the fact remains the guy could easily do the same thing on an acoustic.
Well, he's quick. I'll give him that.
Not a question.
It's
especially
fast.
When he starts playing them, it starts arpeggiating the entire chord all the way through. What do I have to do? Whose soul do I have to bring you to be able to play like that? Number 15 on the list. We're going to play him too to get us to the first break. Mr. Townsend of The Who, Pinball Wizard, Behind Blue Eyes, Magic Bus, and a whole slew of them together. This is one from his solo career. This is Sheraton Gibson. Sitting in the Sheraton playing my Gibson. It sounds like this. Rock School.
I'm sitting in the Sheraton Gibson playing my Gibson. And boy, do I want to go home. Sitting in the Sheraton Gibson, playing my Gibson.
That's Pete Townsend, Sheraton Gibson here on Rock School.
I get it now. Gibson
top 50.
Yeah,
Gibson,
coincidence.
Gibson, do you think?
Yeah, a little product placement right there.
You think he did that on purpose?
Well, I'm sure he did. Hey, I got an idea.
Sure.
I'll go out and write a song called I Love Gibsons.
Sure.
And I'll play it on the acoustic guitar and maybe I'll make the list.
You think Pete Townsend did that on purpose?
Well, why wouldn't he?
Sure.
It's good marketing.
I think I'll write a song called Sheraton Gibson. So at one point in time, I'll end up on a Gibson.com list on a website. I wonder what a website
is. Oh, shut up.
Because at the time, my apologies. Time for a first break here on Rock School. Let me tell you one person we're not going to play, number 14, Khaki King.
Why not playing Khaki King?
Well, because we don't have time. She's a drop D player. You don't even know who Khaki King is.
You don't know who I know.
August Rush soundtrack is where you're going to find her. She's a drop D player, a finger picker, and a guy named Leo Cottle, who we are going to play a little later on, thinks she is just fantastic. So if you're looking to fill up the iPod, Khaki King, K-A-K-I is somebody you're looking for, and King is spelled just like it. After the break, one person we're going to play, this person I think is on the list because of different chordal structures and different playing the reason she does these kind of playing is because she had childhood polio, and it manifested itself in her left hand.
Ooh.
So she wasn't able to chord the guitar correctly. She had to do different kinds of tunings. She had to learn to play the guitar with individual fingers. And the way she plays, I mean, when you listen to her, you'd never hear this. But she had to learn how to tune the guitar differently. She had to learn how to work the instrument differently. And the polio basically never stopped her from becoming a very popular instrumentalist.
Well, that's like the guy a couple of songs back that played without a middle finger.
Right.
See, I got mad respect for people like that. They made the list.
In fact,
and they didn't have to name their song after the list to get on.
That's right. And I'll hit you with the number one. The number one guy on this list also has a physical defect.
Okay.
So maybe a guitarist can knock it out.
There's a hint. Maybe
a guitarist can knock that out. Hello, KLSU. Thanks for running the radio show over there at Tiger Radio.
Hello, KSCL in Shreveport, Louisiana, where they named their town hall Gibson.
Yeah.
And they'll probably make the list.
Make sure you like us on Facebook. Search Rock School Radio Show. And when you get there, like us. You really like us. Back in a minute here on Rock School. Told you before we did the break that I had the next person up at number 13 had childhood polio in her left hand.
In the left hand, too.
Oh, yeah. That's the one that sits on the fretboard.
Yeah.
You watch her play, you'd be amazed at all the stuff she does. Different tunings, different capo settings. Big in the 1970s, and I'll bet you know her. She paved paradise, put up a parking lot. Here's Joni Mitchell. Big Yellow Taxi. Rock School.
A parking lot.
It's Joni Mitchell here on Rock School as we do the Gibson.com top 50 acoustic players of all time, and we are just about halfway. Let's talk about number 12, Doc Watson. We're going to play his Deep River Blues. Remember when Dylan got booed at the Newport Jazz Fest in 1965?
Oh, yeah, I was there, yeah.
Yeah, were you?
Mm-hmm.
Well, at least your parents might have been there. You might
probably
have been
so.
A twinkle in the eye back then. I remember it distinctly. I was 1 year old. The same general thing that happened with Dylan. Now, Dylan went acoustic to electric,
right.
And that's why he got booed.
Yeah.
Doc Watson went the opposite direction in 1963. He was an electric player, and he went acoustic.
Okay.
Lots of critical acclaim. He didn't get booed. People kind of went, hey, that's great. Go acoustic. If you're looking for stuff from Doc Watson, D-O-C-W-A-T-S-O-N, look him up. Here's one you may want to have on the iPod.
Okay.
Deep River Blues. Guy's a master flat picker. Think Jerry Reed, as in the pick in the hand.
Uh-huh.
Take a listen to him if you like him. Lots of bluegrass stuff out there, and you can really fill up the iPod. He's got a lot of stuff. So here he is, Doc Watson, Rock School.
We turn to blues now. Let it rain, let it pour.
All right, bottom of the hour on Rock School. Take a quick break from running down the top 50 acoustic guitarists from Gibson.com. I'm going to talk about what happened on these dates, Monday, June 6th through Sunday, June 12th, as we do 7 days in 70 seconds. First names, I'm Joe Burns.
I'm Chad P.
And he's got Monday. Go.
Monday, June 6th, back in 2006, that was just 5 years ago, Billy Preston, who's often referred to as what, Doc?
Fifth Beatle.
That's very good. He died from heart complications. He was 59 years
old. That's too bad. That's a young life. Tuesday, June 7th, 1969, John Lennon and Yoko Ono appear on the David Frost Show.
June 8th, back in 1991, Bruce Springsteen marries E Street band member Patti Scalfa.
Yep, and moved the big man.
What?
He did. He moved the big man. His saxophone player moved him back. He always played on stage, right? For that short period of time, he moved Scalfa up. Yeah, he took Clarence Clemens and he moved him in the back, and all the Bruce Springsteen fans who got rabid, no. Put him back.
Those poor horn players, they always get a bad rap.
Thursday, June 9th, 1972, John Hammond signs Bruce Springsteen to Columbia, speaking to the boss.
June 10th, back in 1966, Janis Joplin played with Big Brother and the Holding Company for the first time at the Avalon Ballroom in San Fran.
Saturday, June 11th, 45 years ago, 1966, French and German media outlets erroneously report that The Who's lead singer Roger Daltrey is dead.
What?
Yeah, sorry about that. Reports of my death are greatly misleading. Sunday, June 12, 1965, the Beatles are awarded their MBEs, Members of the British Empire. They all became Sir.
Don't you hate it when those German reporters erroneously report stuff?
Yeah. I want to get something in Kerrang!
If there's
magazine.
One thing I can't stand.
Yeah. Number 11 on Gibson's Top 50 is a guitarist that was given to me as a gift. The album is called One Guitar, No Vocals. This guy's name is Leo Cottle. I mentioned him a short while ago when I was talking about Khaki King.
Yep.
Leo Cottle was given to me as a gift. A guy says, you know, if you like guitarists, listen to this guy. From the album, One Guitar, No Vocals, mine. This is Leo Cottle. Take a listen to him. You'll understand why he just made it just about into the top 10. Sounds like this. Rock School. Moving through Gibson.com's top 50 acoustic guitarists of all times into the top 10. Number 10, Richard Thompson. He is another acoustic guitarist that does lots of popular music. Did some double work with Britney Spears, believe it or not. Does covers of her music. Number 9, Andre Segovia. Can you do it?
What?
Andre Segovia?
What?
No, do you know who he is?
No, I don't know.
He's a classical guitarist.
Oh, well.
Maybe the best known classical guitarist of all time. I have about 9 CDs from this guy.
You never mentioned him before.
Andre Segovia?
No.
I'll burn you one of his CDs, unless that's illegal. Andre Segovia is from Spain and maybe the best known and greatest guitarist put out there. Seriously.
Well, I want to hear him.
Maybe better at the classical guitar than anybody else who's ever strapped one on.
Well, why don't you let me borrow a CD? Do you not trust me?
No, not at all. Huh. You haven't returned half of the stuff I've given you.
That is...
Number 8, as we move along. We got to get into the top 10. We got to start moving along.
Mm.
This is a guy named Bert Jantz. He's into the top 10 in number 8 mainly because other guitarists know him.
Huh?
This is not a name that the average person would know, nor a guy that a general listener would know. Jimmy Page basically said of his solo album, I was absolutely obsessed with this guy. When I heard the LP, I couldn't believe how good it was. It was so far ahead of anything anyone else was doing. He uses what's known as a claw hammer technique, as in smacking.
Mm-hmm.
The acoustic guitar.
Mm-hmm.
But again, no success outside of sort of the realm of other guitarists.
So wait, so he didn't put out any hit music, but because
yeah.
he had over 1,000 friends on Facebook,
he made
it to the list.
Other guitarists.
Well, that's
He's
what you're
known
saying.
In the world of guitarists.
Mm-hmm.
Take a listen to him. Maybe it's something you'll dig. This is something called Angie from an acoustic folk box set back in 2002. A-N-G-I. Bert Jantz is his name. J-A-N-S-C-H. Some brand new to you, I'll bet. Sounds like this, Rock School. There's Bert Jantz. Now, I want to skip over number 7. And get right to number 6, because
huh?
number 6, in my opinion, I brought one from each person, and I'm trying to back time this to get to the top of the hour.
Oh, you mean you want to play number 6 instead of number 7?
Right.
I was like,
John Faley.
Skip the list.
No. John Faley is his name, and he is, I mean, if you could draw a straight line, remember number 50, Mississippi, Fred McDowell?
Yes.
You got to move. You could draw a straight line from Mississippi Fred McDowell right to John Faley.
Okay.
He is that kind of a player.
Uh-huh.
Baby Come Back is what I brought from 1965. If you want to get a hold of an album from this guy, grab the Transfiguration of Blind Joe Death.
Uh-huh.
That's a great one to get a hold of. But he's that kind of player.
Mm-hmm.
Sort of a primitive, if you will, type playing.
Okay.
But that to sound primitive, you know what I mean? There's that old statement, takes a lot of money to look this bad.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's that kind of thing. It takes a lot of talent to sound this way.
I see.
So that's the kind of thing you're looking for.
Okay.
John Faley.
Got
now
it.
Number 6.
Number 6.
If I had to pick a person from this list that I would put at number 1,
uh-huh.
it's Adrian Legg. Oh. I own everything Adrian Legg has ever recorded, and I still kick myself because I had a chance to see him and didn't go because I'm an idiot. That's the best way I can put it. Adrian Legg has maybe the heaviest fingers of any acoustic player ever. Can't miss them. Just grab onto YouTube, write Adrian Legg, A-D-R-I-A-N-L-E-G-G.
Two G's.
Adrian Legg, and look at him. Okay, what do I need to buy? Lunchtime at Rosie's. That's the album you need to introduce yourself to Adrian Legg. The best way I can explain it is to see him play is to be amazed. He will tune and detune the guitar during his pieces.
While he's playing the song?
While he's playing, he will take his left hand off the neck, reach up, and while he's playing, detune and tune the guitar to play different notes.
How's that possible?
You have to see it done. You have to see it done to believe how great he is. My opinion, this is your number one player. Gibson doesn't think so. I think he is. Here's Adrian Legg, my number one. This is Lunchtime at Rosie's from Lunchtime at Rosie's. Sounds like this. Rock School. See, I told you we were going to move fast in this one. I got so much music I want to get to, so let's take our break here, come back, and we're going to hit you with the top five. I got five people. I got a chance to play three.
Oh, this is so exciting. It's like being on American Idol.
It really is.
Yeah.
Except they elected the wrong person this time around.
I agree.
I didn't think he should have won.
Me neither.
Yeah. I wish I could be a judge so I could have a hit single that isn't as good as with my band Aerosmith. Hello, WBSD, Burlington, Wisconsin. Thanks for running the radio show.
Hola, Radio Universidad. Es Salamanca, Spain. Y'all don't talk like this.
No, they don't sound like that at all. I've taken a lot of Spanish classes. Tommy Emmanuel, when we get back, we're going to try to play three before it's all over. 1 minute. Rock School. Doing it fast because we got to get through five and we're going to play three of them. Number five on the list, Tommy Emmanuel. We're going to play Game Show Rag, Cannonball Rag from the album The Mystery. He's an Australian guy.
Yeah.
And what I can tell you is in the Guitar Player Magazine poll, 2008, 2010, by the readers of the magazine, he won Best Acoustic Guitarist twice.
Oh.
That should do it. He sounds like this. Rock School. There's some speed for you here in Rock School. Four more to go on Gibson.com's top 50 acoustic players of all time. Now, we have a couple guests in the studio here, and I didn't know whether to play number four or number three. Number four is Robert Johnson.
Yeah.
Number three is Michael Hedges.
Yeah.
Played them both.
Uh-huh.
People in the studio went, Robert Johnson.
Thank you.
And so we will play Robert Johnson.
What did I say?
You did, Robert Johnson.
Mm-hmm.
My favorite story of Robert Johnson is when Keith Richards first listened to him. I just finished reading Keith Richards' book, Life.
Right. Yep,
said
yep.
The first time he listened to him, he said, who's the guy playing with him? One guy holds down the bass with his thumb and plays the melodies with either the first two or the first three fingers.
Mm-hmm.
If you have never heard it, get a hold of the Robert Johnson box set and listen to the 39 songs he recorded during his life.
Mm-hmm.
They are all fantastic. Some slow, some fast. You can hear some are about life running out and some are about buying Red Hots. I mean, the man was a dance hall player.
Yep.
And there is, in my opinion, no such thing as a rock song that doesn't in some way, shape, or form owe its roots to Robert Johnson.
For once, we are in agreement.
He belongs at number two on this list.
But he's not.
Yeah, he's not. Adrian Legg belongs at number one.
Oops.
That's my opinion.
Your opinion.
This is during Robert Johnson's life. Of all the songs everybody knows, Robert Johnson only had one hit as in on the charts,
sure,
during his life. It was called Terraplane Blues.
Mm-hmm.
And it sounds like this. Here's the man on Rock School.
And I feel so lonesome. You
Okay, last break on Rock School. We're going to do the final three Gibson.com's acoustic players of all time. Number three, again, a name, unless you're a guitarist, you may not know it, Michael Hedges. Eh?
I'm not a guitarist.
No. He attended Phillips University in Enid studying classical guitar, worked at the Peabody Conservatory in Baltimore, Maryland. This guy is high-end player. Mm-hmm. And the stuff that you listen to in him... Again, high-end stuff, sorry to say, died in a car crash in 1997 at the age of 43. If you like truly high-end, very, very technically perfect runs, listen to this guy's stuff. The one you should listen to is 11 Small Cockroaches from Beyond Boundaries.
What?
He likes Frank Zappa type
titles. I was about to say, yeah. That sounds like a Zappa title right there.
He digs it a lot.
Okay.
Number two, Chet Atkins.
Chet Atkins made the list?
No. Oh, yeah. Oh, my goodness.
Like
belongs in the top 10.
Like you voted for him or something. Don't give me that attitude.
Black Mountain Rag is what I brought, and that's an excellent piece. A lot of Chet Atkins stuff. If you want to hear some great Chet Atkins, there's a Chet Atkins CD that's live between him and Jerry Reed. Get a hold of that one.
I bet that is good.
A lot of talking back and forth, a lot of sort of good old boy backslapping type stuff, and then they play together. And number one, those of you who are guitarists, did you get it off the fact that this person had a bad hand? He's a French jazz player whose left hand was harmed in a fire when he was a young person. Only had use of his thumb, index, and middle finger on his left hand. Django Reinhardt is his name. How do you spell the first name? D-J-A-N-G-O. Django Reinhardt. All these fast riffs, a lot of you see guitarists just sort of moving their fingers all over the guitar neck to do it. The way Django Reinhardt did it is he double picked the string, took his first finger, and then just slid it right up the string. And that's how he got those fast runs, using just two fingers on his left hand.
See, I had a guess, but I wouldn't have got it right.
No?
I was going to say Buckethead.
No, didn't do it like Buckethead. Django Reinhardt, not a bad pick. Not a bad pick for number one. He's had tremendous influence on people, and of course, the problems with his left hand. But I would have put Adrian Legg at number
one. It wouldn't have been your number one.
No. Adrian Legg would have gone there.
So tune in next week for Joe's Top 25 acoustic guitar.
No, not at all.
No, we'll see it eventually.
No, I got a fun one next week. Fun one just so we can sit here and scream at each other next week.
Oh,
here's
like
Django.
We never do that.
The song is called Djangology, and if you're looking for some other ones, Swing 42, Minor Swing, New Odges, that's what you're looking for. Enjoy them. Sounds like this. We're going to wrap it up. I'm Joe Burns.
I'm Chad P.
Class is dismissed.